Catching Fish for Science. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we've been hearing stories about fish for our series, Swimming Upstream. For today's story, Dustin Dwyer paid a visit to some researchers with the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR tracks fish populations at sites around the state. Dustin went aboard with the team on Lake St. Clair, and he sent us this report.
This boat is a DNR research vessel. Its name is Channel Cat. They approach each net, they hook a line, and then drag the trap net across the deck of the boat, and they'll reach in and pull the fish out.
I'm Mike Thomas. I'm a fish research biologist here at the Lake St. Clair Fish Research Station. We have an annual survey, a fish survey on Lake St. Clair. And it gives us an index of the fish community in Anchor Bay, which is important for monitoring how the ecology of the lake can change through time.
So what kind of changes have you seen?
Well, there are a lot more bass and bigger bass, which is a good thing. We see fewer walleyes, and I think that's a nice illustration of how the ecology of the lake has changed. It used to be a lot more turbid lake. Walleyes like turbid water, and it has been increasingly clear since the 90s, and there's a lot more pollution controls in place than there used to be back in the 70s and the early 80s. And then you also have had invasive species like quagga mussels and zebra mussels that have colonized the whole system here, and they have also kind of accelerated that whole clearing up process because they filter a lot of the particulates out of the water column.
Hi. IDs on these?
So each fish as part of the index is measured and then all put into a bucket together by species, and each species is weighed as a group.
Rock bass.
My name is Jeremy Marinowski. I'm a fisheries assistant.
So you're the smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, and walleye.
We switch off from time to time, but yeah.
Today, this is your...
Yep, we're just tag, yep.
Are you a sport fisherman, too?
Yes, yep, I do.
Do you ever drag fish aboard and... when you're out here on the boat and you're getting kind of hungry toward lunchtime, you never think, I wish I could keep that.
You get to see, that's being an angler and stuff. Yeah, coming aboard, like fishing yesterday, I didn't catch any walleyes, but coming out here, I get to see just piles of them, you know, and it's like, so yeah.
Torture.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Thomas tells me that one of the things that makes the fishery here in Lake St. Clair unique is that there are no hatcheries around, so that means that this fishery is naturally sustaining, which is not true of a lot of Michigan's fisheries. But here at Lake St. Clair, it's close to the Metro Detroit region, so literally millions of people can come access this fishery, and yet it still sustains itself naturally, and there is a wide diversity of fish.
54.5.
After all the nets are up, the deck and all the equipment gets scrubbed down with soap and water to get the fish slime off of everything. Last net has been pulled up, the deck's been cleaned, and now we're headed back to the dock. I'm Dustin Dwyer on the back deck of the Channel Cat on Lake St. Clair.
Tomorrow, we wrap up our series. We'll hear about toxins in some Great Lakes fish and how you can reduce any possible risk. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.